The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, now brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. Share the love with a brand new Subaru. Subaru of New England. .com. Kennedy, say hey to Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, how you doing, Kennedy?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Brian, where are you from?
Great. I'm from Swampscott.
How are things in Swampscott today?
Not bad, can't complain.
Nobody would listen if you did, is what my wife always says.
That's what I hear.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing, good luck.
You too.
All right, so five trivia questions. Brian, you answer more right than Kennedy. We're going to give you $100.
Okay.
She is now over in that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
I am.
The deal to air new episodes of Sesame Street on HBO and Max is not being renewed by the streaming platform. Which network aired the first episode of Sesame Street back in 1969?
PBS.
A four-episode Malcolm in the Middle revival has been greenlit on Disney Plus. Which actor played Malcolm's dad on the show?
Bryan Cranston.
Benny Anderson from ABBA, 78 Today, finished the lyric from ABBA's hit song, Dancing Queen. Take a listen.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
You are the dancing queen.
Question number four.
Excellent delivery, Brian.
Someone threw a necklace that hit Billie Eilish in the face while she was singing What Was I Made For during a show in Arizona the other night. Which movie was What Was I Made For a part of?
Barbie.
Question number five. Pop culture moments that'll turn 10 years old in the coming year include Left Shark stealing the show during the Super Bowl halftime show. Which artist was performing with Left Shark at the Super Bowl?
Justin Timberlake.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I like Brian.
Yeah, I like you, Dan.
Kennedy, welcome back. Brian got 3 out of 5.
Oh, wow.
No, these are hard, Brian. You ready, Kennedy? The deal to air new episodes of Sesame Street on HBO and Max is not being renewed by the streaming platform. Which network aired the first episode of Sesame Street back in 1969?
PBS.
What are we doing here? This is ridiculous. This is a fantastic show.
I agree.
This is executives ruining a good thing.
But, you know, when it was on PBS, one group of humans paid for it. Now that it's on HBO, it's all about suits.
Tie to one. Question number two. A four-episode Malcolm in the Middle revival has been greenlit on Disney+. Which actor played Malcolm's dad on the show?
Bryan Cranston.
Tie to two. Benny Anderson from ABBA, 78 Today, finished the lyric from ABBA's hit song, Dancing.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part. I'm going to get it wrong because I got it wrong last time you did this. Let's see. Digging the Dancing Queen? Because I think last time I said dig it, the Dancing Queen.
You got learned. It that time.
You're evolving.
I try.
3-2. Question number four. Someone threw a necklace that hit Billie Eilish in the face while singing What Was I Made For?
Stop throwing things at people.
It's so rude.
It was during a show in Arizona the other night. Which movie was What Was I Made For a part of?
Is that James Bond?
Barbie.
Oh, duh.
I never understand why you'll pay hundreds of dollars for a ticket just to chuck stuff at him on stage.
Well, here's what I think. I don't think they're trying to be malicious. I just think they're trying to give a gift to the artist, and they don't understand that they're far away, and you can't throw a necklace at somebody.
This has been going on for almost like 2 years in terms of...
But the thing is, the artist cannot see you.
Yeah, but you're smarter than that. Don't throw...
They're not.
Don't throw stuff. Don't throw stuff. Full stop, period.
No projectiles during what was I made for?
Go find someone who works there. Give it to them.
Question number five. Pop culture moments that'll turn 10 years old in the coming year include Left Shark stealing the show during the Super Bowl halftime show. Which artist was performing with Left Shark?
Katy Perry.
It was Katy Perry. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Brian, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but thank you for listening and playing this morning. Nice job.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Brian from Swampscott, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. Get a new Subaru during the Subaru Share the Love event. And Subaru of New England retailers will donate $300 to charity. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy,
yep.
It is Redemption Week.
Redemption Week.
Please say good morning to Sue from Plymouth.
Hi, Sue.
Good morning, friends.
Good morning.
What was the score when you won before?
It was 5-4.
Ooh, it's a close one. Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
You and your cool green overalls.
5 trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win. If you tie, unfortunately, that's a loss for you. This is just for redemption, for giving Kennedy a shot at redemption.
For pride and glory.
Yes. Sue, are you ready?
I am.
U2 drummer Larry Mullen Jr., can't count or add thanks to a condition called dyscalculia. Dyscalculia? Is that it? How it's pronounced? It's also known as math dyslexia. He says counting bars is like climbing Everest. Where is U2 from? Which country?
Ireland.
Ed Sheeran shared a funny memory on TikTok of taking a 10-day cruise with Benny Blanco and Benny holding him when they watched the Titanic together. Benny Blanco just got engaged to who?
Oh, I don't know that.
Question number 3. Owen Wilson joined Travis Scott on stage at Rolling Loud Miami on Saturday night. Owen is starring in an upcoming movie about an overprotective dad who takes his 13-year-old son to the festival. Name the 2001 Owen Wilson and Ben Stiller movie where this line comes from.
So I'm rappelling down Mount Vesuvius when suddenly I slip. And I start to fall, just falling. I'll never forget the terror. And suddenly I remember, haven't you been smoking peyote for 6 straight days? And couldn't some of this maybe be in your mind? And it was. I've never even been to Mount Vesuvius.
Name the movie.
Oh, I don't know. Meet the Fockers?
Question number 4. 2 years ago today, Avatar: The Way of Water was released. The Avatar movies are first and third in the highest grossing films of all time category. Which movie is sandwiched between them at number 2?
Number 2 of all time?
Yep.
I don't know.
All right. Question number 5. Quentin Tarantino called the show Yellowstone a soap opera during a recent podcast, saying it won't have the lasting impact of great movies. Fans of the show were not happy and criticized him for being dismissive. Who is the creator of Yellowstone?
I don't know. Kevin Costner?
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Ooh, first day.
There's Aiden, yes, to welcome us back. Kennedy?
Yeah.
Sue from Plymouth, who beat you before 5-4, had a little bit of a rough go of it this morning, getting 1 out of 5.
That's okay.
Sue! Ooh, that harmony. That's,
bop, bop.
Hear that? Love's an open door, now this.
I know, we're just in sync.
Where's our album, Dan? Where's our album?
If we keep losing to Kennedy every year, we'll have enough for an album soon.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
U2 drummer Larry Mullen Jr. can't count or add. He has a condition called dyscalculia. Which is also known as math dyslexia. I'm probably mispronouncing the word. He says counting bars is like climbing Everest.
I can't imagine.
Where is U2 from? Which country?
Ireland.
They are from Ireland, tied at one. Question number two. Ed Sheeran shared a funny memory on TikTok of taking a 10-day cruise with Benny Blanco and Benny holding him when they watched the Titanic together. Benny just got engaged to who?
Selena Gomez.
Yes, Selena Gomez. 2-1. Owen Wilson joined Travis Scott on stage at Rolling Loud Miami on Saturday night. Owen is starring in an upcoming movie about an overprotective dad who takes his 13-year-old son to the festival. So that's why he was up on stage when he was filming for the movie.
Yeah.
I gotcha. Video's pretty cool if you get a chance to check it out. Can you name the 2001 Owen Wilson and Ben Stiller movie where this line is from?
So I'm rappelling down Mount Vesuvius when suddenly I slip and I start to fall. Just falling. I'll never forget the terror. When suddenly I remember, haven't you been smoking peyote for 6 straight days? And couldn't some of this maybe be in your mind? And it was. I've never even been to Mount Vesuvius.
Zoolander.
Yes. 3-1, question number four. 2 years ago today, Avatar, The Way of Water was released. And the world has never been the same, Kennedy. The Avatar movies are first and third as far as the highest grossing films of all time. Which movie is sandwiched between them at number two?
Barbie?
Marvel, Avengers Endgame. 3-1, question number five. Quentin Tarantino called the show Yellowstone a soap opera during a recent podcast, saying it won't have the lasting impact of great movies. Fans of the show were not happy and criticized him for being dismissive. Who is the creator of Yellowstone?
Tyler Sheridan.
It is a fantastic soap opera. I am hooked.
Filmmakers are the snobbiest people. Everything that they don't make is trash.
Especially if they call them films, movies. Films.
Yes.
A picture.
I mean, the guy's only in his lifetime probably going to make 7 or 8 movies, right? Mm-hmm. 4-1 is the final score. Kennedy, redemption is yours.
Woohoo!
Sue, you don't get the win. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
Kennedy, this is Sue from Plymouth, and I can't beat you again.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Brianna from Roslindale.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Brianna, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Of course. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
Campy Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. Share the love with a brand new Subaru, subaruofnewengland.com. Kennedy's now gone into that other studio. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. You get more right than Kennedy. You win. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Okay, Brianna?
Yep, sounds good.
Is it Brianna or Brianna? Did I get it right?
Yeah, you got it right.
Okay. Question number one. Sabrina Carpenter says meeting Paul McCartney was a beautiful experience. Which band is Paul McCartney known for?
The Beatles.
No one ever says Wings.
There might be a Barbie sequel in the early stages of development. Which company created the Barbie doll?
Mattel.
BuzzFeed released a list of the biggest pop culture moments from 10 years ago. It includes Uptown Funk being the biggest song of the year. Name the two men who put together Uptown Funk.
Bruno Mars. I don't know who the other one is.
Question number four. 30 years ago today in 1994, this classic comedy was released. Take a listen and then name the movie.
Hey friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the movie.
Dumb and Dumber.
And question number five. Kristen Chenoweth is defending Wicked against protests from the conservative group 1 Million Moms. Which song is sung at the end of the movie right before the credits roll?
Of the movie. Defying Gravity.
Okay, let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
All right. We can now breathe, Brianna.
Yeah.
It's 4 out of 5, right, Dan?
Yeah, 4 out of 5, correct.
Nice Woo-hoo. Job, Brianna.
Thank you.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
These are pretty difficult. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Sabrina Carpenter says meeting Paul McCartney was a beautiful experience. Which band is Paul McCartney known for?
The Beatles.
Tied at one. There might be a Barbie sequel in the early stages of development. Which company created the Barbie doll?
Mattel.
Tied at two. BuzzFeed released a list of the biggest pop culture moments from 10 years ago, and it includes Uptown Funk being the biggest song of the year. Name the two men who did Uptown Funk.
Bruno Mars, Mark Ronson.
3-2. Question number four. 30 years ago today in 1994, this classic comedy was released. Take a listen and then name the movie.
Hey friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the movie.
Dumb and Dumber.
4-3. Question number five. Kristen Chenoweth is defending Wicked against protests from the conservative group 1 Million Moms. Which song is sung at the end of the movie right before the credits roll?
The movie, you say?
Defying
Gravity.
Have you seen the movie? Good guess.
Well, it's the end of Act One, so that's my thought.
That checks out.
So you're saying there's a sequel.
100%, but you have to wait for a calendar
17
year.
Years.
Hey, at least they're coming out in like a year on the dot and not 3 years.
Mm. All right, 5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Brianna, you don't get the cash. But listen to this. You have won yourself a pair of tickets to Bubbly Beginnings New Year's Eve party at Foxwoods Resort Casino. And you are entered for the grand prize of tickets, an overnight stay at Foxwoods Resort Casino, and $100 towards food and beverages. For tickets, visit foxwoods.com. But you are going absolutely free. You now have plans for New Year's Eve.
Awesome.
I know. That'd be a good time. That is a great place to spend the night. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For New Year's Eve?
Oh, yeah.
Just saying.
There's a new Hell's Kitchen that just opened up down in Foxwoods that I'm watching on the series Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And I'm dying to get down there and check
good,
it out.
Good stuff. All right, Brianna, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Brianna from Roslindale, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Hey, you in the car. Did you beat Kennedy today, or did you get a Mac?
I got nothing.
If you missed CBK today, go to Mix1041.com. Can't beat Kennedy. Every day at 645, 745, and 845. And now, play at 945 for the chance to win $1,000. It's 1K CBK. Only on Mix1041.